Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of the English Study Academy podcast. My name is Jason. I'm here with my illustrious co-host, Anastasia. How are you today?
Hello. Hello, I'm fine.
And today we have a very useful episode. I think that's the best word for it, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but before we get into our episode, I guess we'll just do some catch up. So how's it going? How are you? Has your sleeping schedule been fixed?
Yeah, my sleeping schedule being fixed, but now I'm like going to bed very late and wake up very late.
Dang, you're living the life.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's my holidays and I can sleep whatever I like to do it.
Well, also, what you're like 19, 20 years old?
I'm 22 years old.
Yeah, so you're super young. I am not 22 years young. And so for me, staying up that late is not an option anymore. It's coming. Yeah. Someday you'll be too old. You can't do it either.
I think it will be soon because I do not feel myself like a very young person.
Oh my. You're 22 years old and you watch. When you're like 30, 35, 37. Oh my gosh. That's old. Trust me. I can't even get up and down anymore. I have to have my kids push me up. Anyway.
I'm very like, I can't hear this. I can't listen to this podcast because I feel ashamed listening to my voice and my speaking. So I just turn on, listen for 1 minute or two, and then I turn off and never go back.
That's funny. I agree. I used to feel the same way. I guess I've reached the point now where I just don't care anymore. But yeah, I don't necessarily like the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
I think that's like it. That's it. Well, are you a good singer? Do you sing well?
No, I don't sing well.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, I can hit the pitches. I don't think I have a nice singing voice.
Yeah, and I also, when I'm going to karaoke and something like that, and somebody makes video, mm-hmm. and then I'm trying to watch it to listen my voice, and so it's impossible.
Is karaoke popular in Russia?
Russia, yeah, yeah. Really popular.
Wow. So what are what is your go-to hit that you sing when you go to karaoke?
As for me, I do not go to karaoke very often. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not a good singer, but I have a lot of friends who goes to karaoke every time. They just drank a little bit and wanted to have fun.
So, but when you do go, what do you sing? Is there like one song you always sing?
No, some songs that I will never listen to using my headphones and walking around. Walking somewhere because I do not listen to this music, but it's something like Russian music from my childhood, something that my grandmother likes.
like Russian folk songs. What is the name of that Russian? He's this Russian guy. He played guitar. He had like a real like ho 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 like raspy kind of loud voice, and he died of a heroin overdose. I can't remember his name.
I also don't know.
Yeah. I knew his name a couple of days ago. I forgot it already. Anyway, I love that guy. I love his songs.
And do you know something about his appearance? How did he look like?
I don't know. He was a Russian guy. I think he's like from the 60s.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he was a Russian guy. Is that a good description?
Yeah.
I'm always telling my students, like, use some adjectives to describe nouns. That way you get a better description. I need to follow my own advice.
I think Russian is a good adjective.
Yeah, I guess. But I think Russian, if I say, you know, it'd be really interesting to get together a group of diverse students from different mm-hmm. countries and then have them draw like an American or a Russian or, you know, like any country and see what does that mean to different students. I think that'd be very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think so.
Anyway. Okay. Let's get into our lesson for today. So
yeah.
I don't even think I've mentioned what we're going to learn today. Today we are going to learn to ask, where is the restroom? Now, I know this is very basic, but I have a story to tell. So many, many years ago, my wife and I were in China, and I had, against the advice of everybody, drank the water. So, I mean, what is the first thing everyone always tells you when you go to a foreign country? Don't drink the water.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I drank the water, and I got very sick. And so at the time, I had actually been studying Chinese a lot, and my Chinese was pretty good. I could, you know, call a taxi and haggle at the market and book ourselves in the hotel, but I wasn't feeling well. And so naturally, my Chinese got very bad, and I really had to use the restroom, and I couldn't for the life of me remember how to ask, where is the restroom?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I ended up being able to do it with gestures, you know, by moving my hands crazy. But
yeah, it's also an effective way to know
exactly
information. Yeah.
But I mean, it was an emergency, and so I think it would have been better if I had just been able to ask simply, yeah, where is the restroom? All right, so let's launch into our dialogue. I actually have two dialogues for us today. One is when you're asking for the restroom for yourself. So let's go ahead and do that one. Excuse me, where is the nearest restroom?
It's just down the hall, first door on the left.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, one more time. Excuse me, where is the nearest restroom?
It's just down the hall, first door on the left.
Thank you so much. Okay, so this is a super simple dialogue. It's also super useful. It's very short. So the person asking where the restroom is, you need to get the attention of the person you're asking. And we can do that in many ways, but one of the most polite ways is to simply say, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now I should say that Americans are not the most polite people. So especially, in emergency situations, other forms of address could work, like, hey, hello, pardon, hey, you. But I think excuse me is the kindest thing to say.
Oh, if you will say in Russia, hey, you, it will be very strange.
I think it would be strange in English too, but it's not uncommon, especially for children. You know, children have no mm-hmm. boundaries, right?
Yeah.
And they'll just say, hey, you. Hey, fat guy. My children like to tell me I'm fat.
Oh, wow.
I know.
They are so kind.
I know. That. I always say, guys, I'm not that fat. All right. So then after you get the person's attention, you need to ask where the restroom is. And it's very simple. You say, where is the restroom? Mm-hmm. Or in my case, I said, where is the nearest restroom? That means the restroom that is the most close by. So they don't send you mm-hmm. on a wild goose hunt. All right. And then Anastasia, what did you say? You said?
It's just down the hall. This one?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just down the hall. First door on the left.
Exactly.
Just some directions.
Exactly. Just some real simple directions. And so you told me in the general direction where it is, which door it is, and which side of the hallway it's on, right?
Yeah.
And then I was polite back and I said, thank you so much.
Yeah. It's short, but very useful.
It is very useful. And and I think it's also easy to remember. Where is the restroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in an emergency scenario, You'd be surprised. All those words will just go right out of your head. And you may just need a gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes holding your stomach and dancing around, that works.
Yeah. And also, you may just remember the word restroom.
That's a really good point. That is a really good point.
Yeah. And I think everybody will understand if you just say this word. And
yes.
Maybe it wouldn't be that polite, but it also will be understandable. Yes. Can I say like understandable?
Yeah, exactly. Understood, understandable. Mm-hmm. So that is such a good point. This is why I have you as my co-host, because you bring up all these points that I don't think of. Guys, sometimes you don't need to have the king's English when you are speaking to someone. What is the most important part of language? At least from my perspective.
Communication.
Communication, exactly. If you can get your point across, if you can understand and be understood, that's really what matters.
Yeah, it's really, really like that.
Yes. I mean, I think as a native English speaker, I always want to speak another language as eloquently as I speak English. And honestly, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And it's also about me. I'm just learning English for a very long time. But so I've been learning English for a very long time. But it's not perfect. But I think it's very important that we just can understand each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. And the way I like to think about it is like kids. I with languages, mm-hmm. I think it's always best to think about children, because we all were children at one point, and most of us interact with children at some point, right? And kids, I think when they're speaking, they strip language down to the most necessary parts.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They don't mess around with all these prepositions and adjectives and, you know, whatever. Potty. Oh, we'll get to this later. Potty is another word that we use for restroom. That kids say it. But they'll just say potty, potty. I got potty. And we know what they want.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to our second dialogue. Speaking of children, something that happens for me all the time is I'm out with my kids. And even though I told them to go before we left the house, of course, they have to go again as soon as we leave the house. And so we get to some place and they have a sign in the window that says no public restrooms. Mm-hmm. And so I'll go and I'll have to ask one of the storekeepers if we can use the restroom. And so this is what this dialogue is about. It's about asking to use the restroom for your child. Let's go. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I know you don't have a public restroom, but my child really needs to go.
No problem. I'll take you back.
Oh, thank you so much. You're a lifesaver. That's the best case scenario when they say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that one more time. Oh, I'm so sorry. I know you don't have a public restroom, but my child, they really need to go.
No problem. I'll take you back.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I've only had one person tell me my kid couldn't go to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so what I did is I just had my kid go outside and pee on the door. I probably shouldn't admit this, but it wasn't a very mature thing to do, but I was angry, and so.
Yeah.
I figured my two-year-old could get away with it.
I think every person have to have this opportunity to use the restroom, because it's our like natural needs. It's yes. Our natural needs. So.
Well, and especially when you're only say 2 or 3 years old, right? You're gonna go whether you go to the bathroom or not. It's gonna come out.
Yes.
So it can come out on the floor or it can come out in the toilet, you know?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So in this dialogue, it's basically the same as the first. we ask, except instead of asking where the restroom is, we ask if our child can use it. So it's the same thing. Instead of saying, excuse me, I said, I'm sorry. And then mm-hmm. I addressed the fact that I know they can't use the public restroom. Public meaning that the restroom is available for anybody. And then mm-hmm. I ask if my child can go. Anastasia was super nice. And you said, no problem. And then I said, thank you. Now, Anastasia, what if you couldn't remember how to say this sentence? How would you ask me? It's an emergency and you just can't remember all the details. What would you say?
Maybe I'll just say that, like my child wants to use the restroom. Do you have one, or can we use this, this one? Can we use your, restroom? I don't know, but you know, once my brother, mm-hmm. we were just in the center of the Moscow, mm-hmm. the capital of Russia, you know? Yeah. So we were in Moscow and he just, he really needed to go to use the restroom, yeah. but we were just in the center and we didn't know what to do. And we just set him to use the restroom in the cafe. Uh-huh. And it was very, very stressful situation because he was really like he didn't have any time.
Yeah.
And I think that if I will have my own children, it will be very stressful for me. And you know, I'm very like shy person and it's difficult for me to ask somebody about something. Yeah. I just afraid of phone conversation, just to call somebody and to ask some information. It's a great stress for me. Sometimes my mother did that for me.
I never ever would have guessed this.
But yeah, it's really about me, and I'm really nervous in situations when I have to talk to somebody I do not know, and even if they can can be rude or mm-hmm. can they can, how to say this word? I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'll try to remember. Refuse?
Just
refuse to help me, and I will, if they refuse me, I will think about it for the whole day, and really? I will feel myself very like stressful and nervous.
Oh my gosh. I understand. Yeah. But, you know, I never would have guessed that you had that personality. I mean, you know, like you meet with me every week and we record this yeah. podcast that is then available for yeah. millions of people to download and listen to. and you don't sound nervous at all. You sound so natural.
The point is that nobody knows something about me. Like they know that I'm Anastasia and that's all.
That's true. Yeah, you don't have to have the face-to-face conversation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, I feel the same. Actually, you know, I I'm not really big on public speaking myself. You know, if I could go the whole day without talking, you know, like if I'm at work or whatever, which is funny because yeah. as an English teacher, I talk all day long. But if nobody was talking to me, I would just sit in silence.
the same
yeah. I don't know. Anyway, okay, let's get back to our dialogue. So
yeah,
I wanted to go over some points here. So something I brought up in the dialogue, public restrooms. Do you know what a public restroom is?
It's just the restroom that everybody can use.
Yes, exactly.
In like Yeah, for everybody.
Yeah. And so many restaurants and stores, they do not have public restrooms. They only have restrooms for the staff, at least in America.
Yeah.
In Russia, is that the case, or does everyone have a restroom?
To say about restaurants and cafes, we have the restrooms in almost every.
Oh, okay, yeah. I
Yeah.
don't. I think that the thing in America is that, especially in California, there are a lot of homeless people, and I think that the many restaurants don't want homeless people to come in and use the restroom because, I don't know how to say this in a nice way. They destroy the restroom.
It's an interesting point that in Russia, in some cafes or restaurants, when you pay for your meal or something like for your dinner, for example, you have a check, and there is a password for the restroom. So, if you want to go to the restroom to use the restroom, you just have to know this password. And if you are not a client of or a guest of this cafe restaurant, you cannot use this restroom.
Yes, yeah, there are some around our community. We have some of those. Is that this? I have a funny story. So there's a McDonald's, and I don't know why homeless people love McDonald's, and so the McDonald's would change the restroom code every day, and so what would happen is all the homeless guys, there's probably like 10 or 15 guys who are regularly there, they would put together their money and they would buy the smallest thing you could buy, which is a dollar. So that they could get the code, and then they would share the code with each other, and then they would all take turns going in and out of the bathroom all day.
My God.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another thing that I don't know if many other countries besides the United States have this. They're gender neutral restrooms, meaning that either boys or girls, men or women, can use the same restroom. In Russia, are the restrooms separated between men and women?
Like in some shopping malls, there are the restrooms are divided by gender, but in some cafes, restaurants, there are only, for example, two restrooms, and everybody can use it, it doesn't depend on the gender of the person. But it is interesting for me about gender neutral restrooms. If you have this one, do you have also do you have three kind of restrooms in America, like for women, for men, and gender neutral, or only gender neutral without
Well, it
those
depends.
two?
So some I would say more traditionally, there are restrooms for men and restrooms for women. And then times have changed, and so now different places have started to introduce restrooms that don't where the gender doesn't matter. Because some people maybe don't have strong feeling about their gender identity, and so they don't know which restroom to use, and so they're trying to make it easier for these people.
And also, there are some situations when you are, for example, a mother of a small boy, and which restaurant should you use? It's also, I think, very useful gender neutral restrooms.
Well, and then to that point about mothers and fathers taking their children, because I as a father, I cannot go in the women's restroom, right? I have to take my children in the men's restroom, and I don't know if you knew this, Anastasia, but the men's restrooms are disgusting. I think they're much less clean than the women's restrooms. And so,
I've never been there.
yeah, don't go. It's not a nice place. And so, what some places have a family restroom, And what this is, mm-hmm. is it's a large, and so instead of having a smaller restroom that it may have individual stalls, it'll be a single large room with maybe one or two toilets, like a small
Hello?
Toilet for children. Oh no, did I lose you again? Hello?
Oh yeah.
Okay, you're back. All right, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was saying that family restrooms. So instead of having a bunch of individual stalls in a restroom, they'll have a large room with maybe a small toilet that a child can sit on and a normal size toilet, you know, an adult size one. And there'll also be a changing table, maybe a couch or something, so that a family could go in there and everyone could use the restroom.
Oh.
They're quite nice.
It's very comfortable.
Well, that's the problem, actually. Because they're very comfortable, whenever I try to take my children to the family restroom, it's always in use. And I'm not kidding. Without fail, every single time we wait, and guess who comes out? A single old man. No children. Just
oh
an old
God.
Man. No. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. All right, so I want to talk about some we've been talking about I think a pretty like sensitive subject, right? And that is the subject of going to do your business.
Yeah.
Some people might feel really embarrassed to talk about this. So I wanted to talk about some euphemisms. Let's get out of the way first the scientific terminology, right? So there's urination, that's the water, and there's defecation, that's the solid stuff, right? But, you know, those probably aren't words that you would use in everyday speech.
Yeah.
And so one of the first things that children learn is number one and number two. Now, can you guess what would number one be?
Number one is urinification.
Yeah, urinification. Yeah, the number one is when you have to urinate, or another word we use is pee. And then number two is the other one.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy to remember because number two, the number two is bigger than the number one. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's more stuff. But let's say that you're with a group of friends, or maybe you're on a date, and you don't want to tell your date, "Oh, I need to go number two." So you could say, "Nature calls," or "I need to answer the call of nature."
Oh, it sounds very beautiful.
It does, right? It sounds like a Jack London novel.
So, yeah.
So that's one way of saying it. Now, if you're a woman, you could also say, I need to go and powder my nose.
Yeah, and we have the equal phrase in Russian.
Oh, is it literally powder your nose?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Now, the only thing is, I would be careful with saying that because in some instances, powdering your nose also means using cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. But in Russia, I don't know about this meaning of this phrase, but this phrase is like something cute. You just go to powder your nose.
we should do like a whole episode on drugs. I mean, I'm not encouraging people to do drugs, but you know, like I feel like there's a lot of interesting terminology there.
Yeah, I agree. It's very interesting for me.
Yeah. Well, and it's also interesting because I talked to some of my Russian students and they tell me that, hold on, let me write this time down so I could cut all this drug stuff out. So it's like 33 to 34. Some of my Russian students tell me like the drugs in Russia are really dangerous. Like crocodile and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Very, very strong and very dangerous for people.
Yeah, I always tell my kids, guys, whenever we see somebody being crazy on the street, I say, guys, don't do drugs.
Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, yeah.
Okay, Dad. All right. So let's see, 34, 25. Okay. So another euphemism for using the restroom that is very...
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Something is the connection.
Oh, okay. Is it back?
So I suppose now it's okay.
Okay, great. So mm-hmm. another euphemism for using the restroom that you'll often hear from military personnel or ex-military personnel, especially guys in the Navy, is that they're going to go mm-hmm. and hit the head. So, because from what I understand, what my grandfather tells me, the head is what you call the urinal or the restroom in on a ship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always interesting to understand why these phrase for these action mm-hmm. and sometimes I cannot understand without explanation.
Yeah. So I think a head is what the toilet is called on a ship. But the thing is with English, here's another interesting episode we could do. English is chock full of Navy phrases and terms.
Mm.
And the reason for that is because the British were the largest naval power for many years in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so much of that, and now actually the United States is the largest naval power. And so we have lots of Navy or nautical phrases in our language.
Mm.
All right. Another phrase that I just thought of that I hadn't written down is to use the John. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this comes from.
Use John?
Yeah, right. like the name John. John. Oh, wow. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Use the John. So
sounds
one.
Cool.
I need to research on that one. I'm not sure where it comes from. And then finally... go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know some teachers told me about like Winston Churchill, like WC, these letters for the restroom. And somebody told me that in America we can we use Winston Churchill. Is that true?
I've never heard that before. I do know that in the UK, they say I'm going to go use the WC. Because it stands for water closet.
Maybe. I'm just was talking about Great Britain.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you told somebody in the U.S. that you're going to visit the Winston Churchill, they would be very confused.
Yeah.
But we can make that a thing. Everybody who's listening to this show from now on, refer to the restroom as the Winston Churchill.
I'm sorry, something with the connection again.
I was just telling our listeners that from now on they should all...
It's okay.
Okay. I was telling them that from now on they should refer to the restroom as the Winston Churchill. So that we can make it a thing in the U.S.
Yeah.
All right. So my final euphemism for going to use the restroom is, I think, one of the most colorful euphemisms on the list, and that is drop the kids off at the pool.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah, I don't think we need to describe that one. Everyone can use their imagination to know what that means, right?
Yeah, I really like this one. I suppose I will use it.
You could tell, next time, so when you go back, and move in with your boyfriend, you say this to him and tell me how does he react to this?
Yeah, I'll try.
That's so funny. Okay, so now aside from euphemisms for doing your business, we also have euphemisms for the name of the restroom, such mm-hmm. as restroom, washroom, since you wash your hands there, the toilet, mm-hmm. And then maybe the most roundabout phrase is the little boys or the little girls' room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you say, I need to go use the little girls' room, then we know, okay, you need to go to use the ladies' restroom.
Yeah, it also sounds cute.
Yeah, it does sound cutesy. That one does not have a drug connotation, so that one's okay to use.
Yeah.
All right, and our episode's stretching a little long, so I guess I'm done. I'm ready for recommendations. How about you? Is there anything you'd like to add to our conversation?
No, I do not have.
So my recommendation for today is actually a YouTube video, and it is a YouTube video of the astronauts and the cosmonauts on the International Space Station, and they are showing mm-hmm. how to use the toilet in space.
Yeah, I watched it and I liked this video very much.
It was really interesting, right?
Yeah, really. Because you won't believe me, but a few days ago, I was wondering how astronauts use the toilet.
And so this just randomly came to your mind, or was it from something else?
Randomly, yeah.
Wow. Well, now you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she goes into quite a bit of detail, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, now my question for you, and I'm sorry, everyone who hasn't watched the video yet, the link will be in the show notes on EnglishStudy.academy in the podcast section. So you can click the link and watch the video. But Anastasia, I'm curious, how would you feel about being in that situation?
In what situation?
Being on the space? Yeah, and having to use that toilet.
I think that it's a little bit confusing, but there are a lot of things that are confusing at first, but then we just can used to it. And I think it will not be a problem.
I guess I would just be really worried that something would get loose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just feel like I don't want my pee or something floating around in the air.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
But there are a lot of toilet paper and different stuff. Yeah. So I think that you can be not worried about it.
Yeah, that's true. And plus everything was a vacuum.
Yeah.
I thought that was the craziest part, is like everything had suction to take it out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this was a very colorful, very interesting episode. So thank you. Yeah. Oh, wait, actually, hold on. So I've made my recommendation, and I know you're going to have a better recommendation. What is your recommendation?
Today I couldn't remember any recommendations, but I'll try to remember something for the next time.
Oh, that's okay. You always have such good recommendations. I think you have mm-hmm. you have some credit built up.
Thank you.
All right, great. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening to our show today. I hope that you guys had this found this informative. If you have any questions, mm-hmm. you can email us podcast@englishstudy.academy. Also, if you're looking to take a vocabulary builder course, we have one on EnglishStudy.academy. Enter the coupon code or discount code podcast2020 to save 20%. Also, slowly but surely, our podcast is being spread out to all of the podcast syndication services, such as Google Podcasts. I think we might be on Apple Podcasts now, Stitcher. So whatever you listen to us on, please make sure to subscribe. Leave a comment. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. We love to hear feedback. And we'll see you guys next time. So thank you so much, Anastasia. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.